super survival food.
As always, right off the top, we always talk about what's going on inside the Beltway and how it shakes down in your own backyard. Of course, a lot of the conversation here on America Tonight has been about the debt, has been about the debt ceiling and what's going to happen between the Republicans and the Democrats and all those cracks, really, in between. Ken Bassinet joins us now from Talk Radio News. Ken, you and I have talked about this now a couple of times, and here we go. There was the big meeting today at the White House. What went down that we know of?
Well, I'll tell you, for the first time, GOP House Speaker John Boehner is telling members of his party there's a 50-50 chance there could be a deal in the next few weeks on raising the debt limit. Now, 50-50 doesn't sound great, Kate, except a few days ago it was zero.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, much to the chagrin of Senator Bernie Sanders on the left and several others, what's behind this movement on the part of the Republicans is that overnight the president floated the idea of sweetening the pot in these debt ceiling negotiations with a new plan to slash about $4 trillion in spending as opposed to the $2 trillion that they were talking about up until now. Well, here's the rub. The president is prepared to offer a chunk of the savings in reductions or alterations to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, but only if Republicans abandon their refusal to eliminate corporate tax loopholes. He's giving John Boehner a lot of cover here to go back to, for Boehner to go back to his caucus and say, look, the man is offering up that big enchilada now. We've got to talk about, you know, giving him something back in terms of tax loopholes. That said, several Democrats, I'm told, have already let President Obama know that they think he is way over the line by putting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid out. Now, those were private conversations. Bernie Sanders, the self-styled socialist independent senator from Vermont, he just laid it all out there, and basically said he's, in his words, especially disturbed that the president's considering cuts in Social Security. And for your listeners, the idea, you know, the devil's in the details. We have a lot more fine print to read. But as of right now, what it looks like the president is talking about is messing around with the cost of living adjustments for some people who receive Social Security. And, you know, that might just be the higher rung, folks, but nonetheless, it sets off the alarm bells.
Boy, no kidding. It certainly does. When you say cost of living to a lot of people, it's automatic panic, Ken, as you can imagine, because it's been 2 years where there hasn't even been a cost of living increase. And so now if they mess around with that, you're absolutely right. And that was the one thing that the Democrats, of course, were holding on to. So it makes sense what you said, that John Boehner now is in this situation where he has to say, I mean, this is, you described it perfectly, the whole enchilada. So how can they not try to make a deal? And the 50-50 is very significant. And what they're saying is the Republicans, I read something today that Mitch McConnell was saying that with the president doing this, they'll know by Sunday if a deal is possible. So this really could happen fast, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it happened fast in Washington terms. But it's been slow, drawn out, in some people's eyes, unnecessary process. Since it's become so highly politicized. But nonetheless, yeah, you and I think we've been talking now a couple of times a week for 3 weeks, I'm pretty sure.
Right, yeah.
And this has been the only thing you and I talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how big it is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I agree with you. Hey, there was one other thing, and just for grins, I'm going to put this out there because I know that you've, in the years that you were covering Washington, you know, some of the crazy things that come up and people don't even realize what it's about, and then it becomes big news. Something that's become big news is the House voting on the Republican legislation about repealing the light bulb efficiency standards. And some people don't understand what that means. What does that mean?
You know,
it's about the green. It's about going green and just getting rid of
the... It is about going green, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. But that the Democrats would take the vote is also sort of a, you know, gotcha. You know what I mean?
Like right.
There's a little bit of mind play in there as well. And, You know, I have been so wrapped up with the debt ceiling, and there's also some other news that came out of the Housing Authority today, Housing Administration, that the light bulb thing has sort of been on the periphery, but you're
right.
The second anchor that's brought it up today, and it really is an interesting play. You know, you know more than I will confess, you know, but the fact of the matter is that the Democrats did have a gotcha moment with that, is the way I see it.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the other big bomb that came out today that you're talking about with housing?
Well, this, you know what? This will make you feel a little bit. If you're getting an ulcer from the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid thing, this might ease it a little bit. The Obama administration finally got the wake-up call that banks are doing little to counter the housing crisis that's still destroying the American dream of home ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So today, the Federal Housing Administration ordered banks to extend the mortgage payment grace period for unemployed homeowners to 12 months. That's only under FHA and Making Home Affordable Program guaranteed loans. But nonetheless, there are a lot of Americans who are covered by those, and they're out of work right now. The deal before was 4 months, was mandated by the government on those loans, with the anticipation that the banks themselves would voluntarily extend it. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's huge.
Banks voluntarily do anything, right?
Never, never.
Yeah, so that's good news for our brothers and some of our brothers and sisters who are hurting. 12 months is a lot of time not to have to make a mortgage payment if you're unemployed to get back on your feet, and that'll help some people who are hurting, obviously. And what it came out of was that Twitter town hall yesterday. President Obama, give him some credit. He's been looking in the rearview mirror lately, I think, and seeing that some things didn't go as well as he had hoped. And he literally said, quote, not enough when asked about how much they've done, regarding the housing crisis.
Sure.
You know, and I think that's good. And he promised yesterday that they'd be going back to the drawing board. Now, obviously, he knew what was coming today, because these things don't just happen overnight. They plan them. But nonetheless, it was a good setup for him. And I think, not a bad little do-over. Some would say a little too late. I would say better late than never.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You have a great weekend. Ken Bassinet, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much. All right, the big gist of what Ken and I were talking about, and I'm sure some of you may be driving around or listening in your houses tonight thinking, oh, cost of living, now they're going to touch that. The White House is kind of downplaying that significance of any kind of changes in Social Security, because that sets off panic bells for many, and saying that Social Security is not a major driver of the deficit. Certainly that's true, but we know that this is a place where they can play around, especially when it comes to cost of living. You heard what Ken said there. Really, you're talking about people who were raking in probably bigger dough. But I say probably, because what they'll do is use this yardstick that they call the Chained Consumer Price Index. In other words, that's how they're determined what the annual cost of living adjustments for millions of Americans will be. And that could mean not good news, or could mean, really little if nothing to many of you, depending on the pensions, all that kind of stuff, and where you fall. So that's the bottom line. I think that this happens. I think this is where they're going to go with this, for sure. In fact, Tom Coburn, an Oklahoma Republican, he was one of that Gang of Six, if you remember, that tried to come up with a long-term debt plan, says, there's no economist anywhere that says we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't look at Social Security and look at the Consumer Price Index. So I think that's what's going to happen. Coming up, I can tell you what's happening next. Casey Anthony, fair or foul, what you got?
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight Back with Ali C.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Welcome back to ATN. Ooh, we're heading to another weekend. That's the good news. Casey Anthony doesn't have much time left in prison, enough time to say goodbye to her fellow inmates anyway, and they can throw her a little party. Do you know that she's out on July 17th? Oh, yeah. So just a few more days in jail, basically. How many days are we talking about here? 10 days. She was going to get out on the 13th, but then they corrected the release date. Here's what happened, in case you missed it. The judge was going to sentence her on Thursday, and he did. 1 year for each of the four counts of lying to investigators, because that was all she got when the verdict came in, if you remember, on Tuesday. So Anthony served, you know, do the math, 3 years in jail, and she got the good behavior, of course. So that means that that's when she'll be out, the 17th. Also, she's getting a $1,000 fine for each of the four counts. Now, somebody I was talking to today said, you know, they ought to make her pay back the money because of the lying to Orange County, where she was, the Orange County Courthouse in Orlando, all the money, the hundreds and thousands of dollars that they needed to try this case because of some of the twists and turns of what she said. They had to use extensive resources in their search before even that time for Kaylee. So maybe she should have to pony up some more money. I doubt it, though. Probably the thousand. So, you know, you're looking at $4,000. Too bad they can't get her for more than that because, you know, she's going to get some kind of a huge book deal. All right, here's the other part that's interesting. I mean, one, you know, it's obvious. It's fair or foul. 17th, is it too soon? It's what we knew was going to happen because of the time that she already served. Look, all the big things that she was charged with, she wasn't convicted of, so meaning the murder of her daughter. So that's off the table, done. We knew this. I don't think it's a big shocker. There's no bombshell here that this is a light sentence. Here's what's interesting to me. You talk about the jury, and if you've listened to even a few minutes of the TV heads talking about what happened, I could only listen to, I mean, good for Nancy Grace that she's gotten huge ratings over this, but she kept calling, she has names for people, and she kept calling her Tot Mom, Tot Mom. She must have said it 100 times. But the one thing that she says, along with other people, the jury, there are no names for the jurors. So it's juror number one supposedly said this, and juror number three said this, and juror number six was overheard saying this, and juror number two said whatever. Well, people forget this, and even I have to admit, I forgot this, but the judge who oversaw the murder trial gets to rule on whether he's going to release the names of the jurors or not. A lot of news organizations were waiting around like predators to pounce on those names so they could scatter and try to find the people on the list and get interviews with them, you know, cajole them into interviews. I don't know, take their families out for meals, whatever, but get them to do interviews. And I've even heard that some jurors are trying to sell those interviews. But the deal is this. A lot of news organizations are petitioning for the names to be released because they're saying the release is in the public interest, but it is up to the judge. So the judge is saying, I'm not releasing these names on Friday. I'm probably going to release them. I'm going to consider it, but there has to be a cooling off period because they're worried that these jurors are going to get picked off, that someone's going to club them on the head, try to shoot them, who knows, and that the attention might be attention they don't want. And that would outweigh anything that the public would want to know with this jury. I disagree. What the thing that's fascinating, it's not if it's Sally, Joe, Mary, and Bob, and, okay, here's what they did for a living, and here they were in this room when they were sequestered for all that time, and then they only took 11 hours, less than 11 hours, actually, to come up with their decision. I think that's valuable information as to what it was that absolutely led them. I mean, we're speculating, and we truly believe, most of us, that the reason they didn't do it is because they wanted to convict her but felt like they didn't have the reasonable doubt, and they didn't want to put her in the electric chair, so to speak, or give her the lethal needle. They didn't want that to happen. They might have thought she was guilty, but they didn't think that she was guilty enough for the capital murder, and which sounds silly, but they weren't going to go for the jugular because that's not what they heard in that courtroom. But it'd be nice to hear that from the jury as to how they arrived at their decision. I think it is valuable information. We've heard from other jurors in the past in different circumstances, criminal and otherwise, and somebody who does it for a living, of course, it's amazing information. But just for the public and our consumption of, oh, okay, and knowing about what happened in the courtroom, I don't know. I think it does serve a purpose. I do. They're going to get those names released eventually. Eventually, that judge, Belvin Perry, is going to release the names. But can you imagine if you're one of the jurors and you absolutely are petrified of having your name out there? And it's like a train. Eventually, it's going to happen. Plus, already, you know, the loose lips sink ships. Relatives that talk at the coffee shop has led to the revealing of a few of the people. Some of the relatives were reached out to even before the juror, or a couple of them, actually walked out of the courthouse. So they had just even given the verdict. So, you know, hey, it's no big secret that we think it's, many of us think it's a cockamamie verdict in one sense, but the idea is, what if someone tries to take it out on them, pummel them somehow, throw crap at their house, I don't know. Of course, that would be the least of the worries compared to trying to get them. And the court can't do anything when it comes to their safety. I mean, there's nothing they're going to do there other than not release the names, but I think anyone who's clever enough that's down there in that area, if they dig, they can find out some of the, I think they could find out some of the names. So my question is, should the names be released? There are attorneys, there are a couple of media attorneys that are arguing that any juror facing any threat should be protected, whether their name is released or not anyway, but that their names should be released. But see, here's the thing in all of this. Here's the one little catch. Have you ever gotten a jury summons? How many people listening to me have gone to the mailbox and gotten that jury summons. And I hate to say it, but for a lot of people, you cringe when you get it, like, oh, no, I'm juggling three jobs. I can't do that right now. I have X, Y, Z. And other people say, oh, it's my civic duty. I'm gonna make sure I get there, come hell or high water. I hope they pick me. And then they don't get picked. I got a jury summons less than a year ago. And, of course, lots of things were happening. But I did my duty. I showed up, whatever. Very early in the morning. In fact, I never went to bed after we were done. America Tonight. They probably looked at me and said, wow, we can't pick her. She needs sleep. But nothing. I never even got to that point because they went by numbers and they dismissed the rest of us. And it was interesting what they said. It was a big room. And they said, congratulations, you're done for 3 years. Meaning, we know most of you really don't want to do this, but you're not picked. And there was somebody that got picked, and she just started bawling. It was like this explosive crying all at once. I thought, whoa, she really doesn't want to be there. So it's true. These jurors didn't have a choice as to whether or not they were going to show up or they were picked, and they did. So from that point of view, you could look at it that way. Well, they were picked to be on the jury, and they did their civic duty. So the bottom line is their names, I think, come out anyway. So it doesn't matter. But the people didn't ask to serve, and maybe some of them, you know, didn't want to do it, be away from their families for that month and everything else. We don't know. If the jurors' names are released, then it does become a free-for-all. I'm sure what will happen in some of the cases, maybe some of them will join the media circus and they'll talk a little bit. But I think it is valuable information. I do. I think it's valuable information, but I think the person has to want to give that information as to why they arrived at the decision that they arrived at. But if there are lynch mobs, that wouldn't be good. I mean, acquittal means the evidence didn't meet the legal standard required for conviction or of the specific charges. So that's what the reason was. That's what they came up with. But the sad thing is, we still are at the same place. A kid is dead. Kaylee, 2 years old, dead. And somebody's guilty of this. I mean, there's no retribution for this. Absolutely not. Odds and ends next. 7 dead in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to this version of Odds and Ends here on ATN for this hour. Odds and Ends basically means, geez, there's so much happening across the nation. And we always say it's about water cooler buzz in our backyards and how many of the flyover states we are thankful for our affiliates of America tonight. Many of you in Michigan listening to us. I have friends from this area and actually a few friends who live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they had a horrific thing that happened when a man decided to go on a shooting spree. It happened about midday. 7 people died, including 2 kids, which is just awful. He shot and killed himself, so again, the coward takes himself out of this. I mean, hours and hours this went on. 2 hostages were able to get away unharmed. I mean, that's, I guess, the only bright spot in this. And we have a Sergeant Wu who talked about initially some of the things that had happened and what it was like when this all went down.
We don't have a motive at this time. We do know that the victims in the 2 separate addresses did have a personal relationship with Mr. Danzler. We have a suspect in at least 2 shootings in the city of Grand Rapids. The shootings, we have a total of 7 victims at this point. He's a black male, about 6'3", 260 to 270 pounds, 34 years of age, unknown clothing right now. He was last seen driving a tan 2003 Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah, so they were hot on his trail, and ultimately, like I said, Roderick Shante Danzler is his name, just 34 years old, had 3 hostages, released a couple, like I said, and had gone to a couple of different places. They warned people to stay in their houses. All of this was unfolding, and the cops went on a wild chase. They tore through Grand Rapids downtown. You never know. You're there, you look up, and you see the cars go, and you think, wow, I wonder what happened there. And unfortunately, at one point during the chase, he crossed a grass median and drove the wrong way down the highway while all these police cars were hot after him. And they closed the highway down. Some of you know this, of course, I-96. And you had a couple of people that were shot when Dantzler tried to fire back at the cops during the chase. But luckily, they were people who didn't have life-threatening injuries, because some of the gunshots pelted the windshield of a couple of cars, also hit the police cruisers that were after him, but no officers were hit that time either. The chase ended when he crashed his car in a ditch, then he ran on foot. He was pursued. It's just so, I wish they could have brought him down. I mean, literally, just squelched him, jumped on top of him so that he has to face the music on this one, but that's not to be. I mean, the SWAT team went after him and all of that, and by the time it was all over, he was all over. And this seems to be a domestic violence thing. And this is a cat who had a little bit of a rap sheet. He had felony burglary and damage to property that goes back more than 10 years ago. He had a felony assault and a few other things too. But wow, what a terrible thing to rip open that town and to also almost take out a couple of innocent people who were in the middle of this with the chase and whatnot. But ultimately, it's the motive. See, we go back to that same thing, but they don't know what the motive was. Assuming that this is domestic violence, however, it has to be, it would be something related to that. But boy, everybody was on their heels, from what I understand, in Michigan, and you hate when you hear that. And when I heard that something was going on in Michigan, I mean, what's the first thing you automatically think? Seven people killed, gunman goes crazy. Let's say you just know a few quick little sentences that are strung together, that are read in some newscast somewhere, and there's not a lot of details flushed out. I mean, I hate to say it, what's the first thing you think? School! Oh, my God, the guy's in a school. I can't believe it. Another school. Is it an elementary school? Where are they talking? I mean, that's the first thing you think. And like I said, now more details will hopefully come out of this. I mean, he apparently didn't leave any kind of a note or anything. It was just one of those emotional trigger moments with a guy with a hot flash temper went off and took a bunch of people with him. It's too bad that when they went after him on foot that they weren't able to just knock him down and take him out. But watching that cruiser go in the wrong direction, can you imagine? Oh, that you're on that highway and that happens and you've got that many police cars. It is so lucky that something else, even more tragic from the highway point of view, didn't happen. Because you had, you know, seven, eight, I guess at one point, cars, flashing lights, full tilt, you know, what I call full tilt, your foot is to the floor. And their foot was to the floor. They were trying to get this guy. They were trying to knock him down. And here he was going all that way down the wrong road, on the road going the wrong way. So he took himself out. He committed suicide. So there's no justice that's going to be served up there, because I call that the chicken way, taking yourself out after you do something like that. Wow. Jeff in Oregon, you have the floor. Welcome to America Tonight.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, what do you think of Boeing? I went to Boeing in Seattle.
Well, when you say what do I think of Boeing, I think it provides a lot of jobs for a lot of people, and it's huge in Seattle. It's a big moneymaker for that town. The more contracts and work they get, the better for Seattle. I've never been there. I've seen pictures of it, and I hear it's just an incredible facility. So you took a tour, so you know. What can you tell us about it?
It's pretty neat. They got the luxury liner coming out, 787. It's the new one they're testing right now.
Really?
And cool. The guy, the original Bill Boyne, he's from Michigan, Detroit area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wow.
About Detroit.
Yeah. Cool.
So that's
very good.
What I did in Seattle, and I went
that's
out and
neat.
Faced it up, but the Boyne was pretty neat when I went there.
Cool. Cool. I'm glad you got to do that. So you went to Boeing, and did you have a chance, people listening to us, I've talked about this before, the University of Washington's a neat campus. Did you have a chance to go anywhere near there?
Yes,
no?
We did. We seen it from the Space Needle, too, Kate.
Oh, Space Needle. You have to go to the Space Needle. So you got the whole view. It's so beautiful, so green up there. Now, you're from Portland, so you know you live in Portland, and there's a lot of green up and down that whole coastline. But you got the best view right there.
Yeah, and they got a bay named after my dad, too. They told me named Elliott Bay.
Elliott Bay. Wonder if it jumps into Puget Sound. That's cool.
That's pretty neat. We went to Puget Sound, too, Kate. We went for hikes on the mountains there.
Yeah. I spent some time at Puget Sound. It's
Lake Union.
A lot of people live. There's some people that live in houseboats there that are just, you know, connected to the land. It's neat.
Hey, Kate, can you tell the people what I do? People have been asking
Special
me.
Olympics. For people
special
listening, he's a Special Olympian, and he's met a lot of special people along the way that... famous people that have given you a lot of attaboys, and you've competed in several different things. What's your next event coming up? What are you doing next? Anything?
Actually, I think it's going to be skiing, cross-country skiing already.
Sweet.
I'm going to Michigan in October.
Yeah, then you know what? You can just practice, because right now you don't have any snow to deal with, but you will in a few months. Before you know it, we're halfway through the summer, and then we're into the fall, and the snow starts to dump, and you get to compete. That's cool.
Yeah, and I get the, hey, I was telling my coach about your show. She said, that sounds cool.
You have to have one of those coaches call the show. Hey, Jeff, thanks for sharing with us about Seattle. We appreciate it. We appreciate you listening to America Tonight and spreading the word. Thanks, Jeffrey. What a nice guy, and he gets a chance to go and see some interesting parts of the country. Seattle, I've been to just a few times and really enjoyed myself there. As I just said to Jeff, the thing that's amazing about Seattle, you know, it's about landscapes in this country. Some of you are living in the desert listening. Some of you are living out in the country somewhere where you've got, you know what I'm talking about, the green and the trees. And when you're looking for green, boy, that really is that area. We played golf one day, and people keep talking about the rain and how, oh, the rain, you can't do anything. But honestly, the whole time I was there, it was just very misty, and then would clear up. So that didn't seem to be a problem. In fact, I'd say in Florida, I've had more things that were canceled because of rain than the few times that I had gone to Seattle. All right, of course, as I said, odds and ends in talking about that, what happened in Grand Rapids, terrible thing. Got a quick email here from John who says, Kate, I live in the area, and you're right, that's all anyone was talking about. And there was a lot of misinformation in the beginning because it happened so fast as to where he was, what part of the city. You talked about staying off the highway and then shutting it down. And, of course, driving the wrong way, and the thought was that he was trying to duck and find cover somewhere, and then ultimately the one thing that you mentioned that happened, of course, is the fact that he killed himself in the end. But for hours that was playing out in Grand Rapids. It was a really scary day because, as you know, we would describe ourselves as a medium-sized city. And the medium-sized city was definitely alerted to the fact that there was a gunman on the loose. Yeah, when you start to get those, I call them the staccato reports, because it's just a little bit of information because no one knows it's happening at the time. You're not really sure where he's going, what happened, who it is, because there was no names released until the end of that whole thing. Hang with us. Speaking of emails, we're going to check them next.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, we started off the hour talking about Casey Anthony. Originally, they were saying she would be released from jail, her get-out-of-jail card for killing her daughter. Oops, no, she was acquitted of that. July 13th, but it's not going to be the 13th, it's going to be the 17th. Somebody didn't know how to add, and they figured it out. The judge gave her a year for each one of the counts of lying to law enforcement, because remember they were on a wild goose chase trying to find Kaylee. She told them a couple of different twisted stories. So they nailed her for that, but she had already been in prison and then got the good behavior. So the 17th is when she gets out. That's it. The 17th is when she gets out. That's going to be an interesting day. Guaranteed there'll be a swarm of television cameras in her face as she comes out of the prison. I'm sure that they have a back route where they can take her out, but everybody finds out those spots and they'll track her down. Will she stay in her home now? Will she move someplace else? I mean, there's all kinds of speculation with Casey Anthony, and we've talked about it now for a couple of days, so you get it. Even over the jury and whether or not their name should be released, because the judge could have released them and decided, now I got to have things cool off. I want a cooling off period, and then I'll think about releasing them. And I think he will. This judge will do that, I believe. But not today. And not while the story is so explosive. And I think that's what he means by the cooling off. And then, of course, we talked about what's happening in Washington, which is very, very big. Because while Casey Anthony might infuriate you or say, well, that's the legal system, The one thing that will affect you is what's going on with the debt ceiling. People keep saying, what is a, somebody said to me the other day, what is a debt ceiling? Well, of course, you know we're in debt up to our eyeballs, $14 trillion plus, and it's the money we borrow that we have to pay on. We're paying on so much interest, it's crazy, right? And just like any of us, do you want to default on the loan? Well, that's what happens, and it means that you have to raise the debt ceiling so that you can borrow more money and add to that sick, sad number that we have hanging over the future of the United States. But apparently, with a little give and take, there may be a deal. We'll know for sure, and we're on the air on Sunday. We'll know for sure on Sunday whether or not a deal is going to be made between the Democrats and the Republicans. I've heard that actually, even though they're saying they're getting closer, that they're still far apart on this. They're going to work through the weekend. They're going to try to avoid the default. The Republicans are saying that they're willing to look at closing some of the tax loopholes. The Democrats are saying that they're going to look at Medicaid and Medicare and look at Social Security, which, of course, were programs they weren't going to touch before, but it would only affect people on the higher end when it came to, like, cost of living. So, you know, for cost of living, they haven't had it in 2 years, and everything else just seems to shoot up. So how much money can they really actually make on all of that? And the answer is it's just a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of money that they have to make up. But regardless, are they going to come up with something? It seems as though they may come up with something. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Yes, indeed. This one is from Hannah Carroll. Hannah writes, Kate, oh, I am so sick of the whole Casey Anthony thing. I think you did a beautiful job in the way you handled it. I agree with you. I think she did it, but you look at the system that we're in, and the system says innocent until proven guilty. So innocent until proven guilty means the prosecution somehow did not do their job. I don't know that maybe I'm being too hard. I don't know. It's about not doing their job. And he goes on to say a few other things. I think it's more that they reached a little bit too high. And I believe that you said something about that. So I would have to say that I agree with that. All right. The reason I was kind of pausing here is because there was a lot of hyphenated things throwing off into, okay, transition into another thought. But the gist of it is what you just heard there. And, yeah, we haven't heard the last of the whole Casey Anthony saga because I'm sure something else is going to come out of this. It's just a question of, you know what that may be, whether it's movies, whether it's some other kind of form of publicity for the family, for her, and then people will react to that. And, of course, her getting out on the 17th will be a big deal. And it's not done, hardly. It's not done. So let's move on to another one. This one is from Jib Jab. Oh, I like that. Jib Jab are those funny videos, by the way. Hey, I hope you get the Jib Jab meaning. Wink, wink. Yeah, I do get the Jib Jab meaning. I think that all of us are so weary of this whole Casey Anthony thing. She's going to burn in hell, as she should. Hate to be judgmental, but nobody seems to give a crap about the little girl. Why is that, Kate? I don't understand. Explain. Yeah, that was my take was the same. As sure, we can sit here and analyze what the jury said and who were the jurors and how they arrive at that and reasonable doubt and, oh, she seemed like in those pictures that she was so happy, as people called up and said. But in the end, the fact remains that a two-year-old girl died. Now somebody killed her. She was just thrown on the side of the highway in Florida. And, geez, we'll never really know what happened. You just sort of move on from there. You know, I think it'd be very tough to be a family member and deal with this. The Anthony family has got their dysfunction, out the yang. But I believe they all know what happened. I think of families, and whether it's unsaid or said or whatever, I think they know what happened, and they all have to carry that around, and that's the end of the line for this. So there is no true justice for Kaylee Anthony. And when people are comparing the O.J. Simpson trial and what happened with him, there are big differences between these two. But the one thing you can say is, okay, so two people were slaughtered, and it's like a cold case. Oh, well, geez, he's acquitted. He didn't do it. Well, then let's get the real murderers. Remember the jokes about that? So you don't know what the end is. You don't know what happened. There is no closure as to what happened in the end of the story. And you can see why that would be tough for the Goldman family and why Ronald Goldman's father, Fred Goldman, he just is off the hook when he talks about O.J. Simpson because, imagine, it was his son, his only son, and there's really no retribution other than the fact that Simpson is in prison now, but not in prison for the murder of his son. And for all those years, he watched and saw what was happening and couldn't do enough to pursue it, couldn't do enough to pursue going after him. In this case, well, these are all family members, so nobody in the family, I believe, goes after Casey Anthony. They probably have an estrangement since the parents didn't seem to go up to her and hug her or say that, you know, they're happy it's done or any of that. None of that happened in that courtroom, so where do they go from there? That's who knows. All right, here's another one. This one, something different. This one's from Gary Alexander. And Gary says, Kate, I've been a long time and faithful listener of America Tonight. You're talking about Social Security being on the table and the fact that the president and the Republicans are looking at a deal. What does it really mean, though, for people who rely on Social Security to pay their bills, to put food on the table, that kind of thing, cost of living? What do you think happens there? Oh, I can speculate all day long and look into Kate's crystal ball, and the answer is I don't know. When I say I don't know, they're talking about changes in the benefits. They're talking about tax reform. They're talking about user fees. And when they talk about the benefits, well, supposedly, for people who are already getting it, don't worry, you'll be okay. I mean, are they going to raise the retirement age? Are they going to accept whatever changes are in inflation and use those calculations? Are they going to, would that reduce benefits? What do they do to the architecture, basically, of Social Security? And I can't answer that because I wasn't in the room. I know that there some of the things they're considering, and one of them is the cost of living and looking at that and looking at the higher end of the scale versus the lower end of the scale. But sure, when you hear that they're going to jack with Social Security or could jack, and that's a big part of it, and you're relying on it, yeah, it doesn't make you feel comfortable, right? Of course it doesn't. I mean, it's pretty thorny. How do you cut Social Security? How do you raise user fees? What's fair? What's not fair? Yeah. I'd love to be a fly on the wall, I'll tell you. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. You know how to do it. Hit the email, click, and you're in.